Iqbal Masih was born in 1983 in Muridke, a commercial city outside Lahore, Pakistan, into a poor Catholic family. A victim of bonded labor, he was put to work at the age of 4 by his parents to pay off their debt of Rs 600 borrowed from an owner of a carpet factory. The exploitation of Iqbal and several other children began the day he joined the carpet weaving factory. In the factory, Iqbal and most of the other children had to work long hours under cramped conditions, tightly bound with chains to the carpet looms to prevent them from escaping. Realizing that his family's debt wouldn't be paid off anytime soon, the boy, at the age of 10, broke loose and escaped from his slavery, but police, instead, took Iqbal back to the factory and tied him upside down. Courage and will to overcome all difficulties encouraged Iqbal, who once again escaped from the factory. He joined the Bonded Labor Liberation Front of Pakistan to help stop child labor around the world. By this time, he had become a prominent face of the anti-slave movement. At 12, Iqbal found a way to attend a Freedom Day celebration held by the bricklayer unions. There, he learned about his rights as a laborer and that debt slavery had been outlawed a few years ago. After much convincing about the illegality of his factory, the factory owner freed Iqbal and some other child slaves. He made speeches in the factories and asked the children to speak their minds. He exposed the carpet mafia, urging the world not to buy carpets made by slave children. Though stunted and hunched from 6 years of malnutrition and slavery under inhumane conditions, Iqbal helped over 3,000 Pakistani children escape their bonded slavery and made speeches about child labor throughout the world. He was assassinated on Easter Sunday while on his way to church on April 16, 1995, allegedly by the carpet mafia, after receiving many threats for having closed companies that used child slaves. Iqbal Masih, pray for us.